You feel so warm in my arms, precious. My fangs teasing the flesh against your neck. Four of my eight arms hold you tightly against me. Another pair continues to pet you as you relax further. Resting so delicately on top of my much larger form, lazily looking up at me between your lashes. I'm so lucky you're mine, Dove. I love you so much. Yes, I do. I've got you. There's nothing you need to worry about. I'm right here. I'll always be right here, precious. It feels so good to be in my web, doesn't it? The rest of the world simply melts away. It's just the two of us, Dove. Alone in our little world. It's so easy to forget about the rest of the world when it's like this. All of that commotion going on outside, and yet none of it can get to us here. It's just you and me. There doesn't need to be anything else. It's not like I need anyone but you, pet. Letting out a happy hum as you sense my lips against your soft skin. You feel the outline of my fangs prepare your neck in an invitation. Your heartbeat is starting to pick up. You don't mind if I have a taste, do you? It's so easy, Dove, to take some of your blood and replace it with my own venom. Don't even have to hold you still as you lay pliantly for me, letting me take my fill. So delicious, Dove. I don't think you'll need any more venom than that, though. You've always been such a responsive little thing. Probably didn't have to use the venom if I didn't want to. But we both know you always prefer it, don't you? Love how my drider venom makes you feel as it starts to flow through your veins. Your once steady heartbeat starts to increase more erratically. The warming sensation starts to spread throughout your body. I can practically feel your excitement just by looking at you, Dove. It's all right. It's okay, Pat. I've got you. I'll take care of you. Yeah. Just look at you, trying to focus your attention on how nice it feels to have my hand patting you. It's starting to get a bit harder to keep your focus, isn't it? Your own thoughts are becoming slower. The venom continues to work its way through your system. These feelings don't scare you, though. You're familiar with them. You've experienced this time after time with me. You're always so beautiful once the venom starts to work its way through your system. Surrendering yourself to it. It's always the same, isn't it? Starts with a slight prick of my fangs. You then feel the warmth of my venom start to spread throughout your body as you try your best to pay attention. But it just gets harder as the seconds pass. Your brain starts to slow down. It gets harder to think for yourself. So instead, you melt on top of me, relaxing further into my thorax. Unable to tear your eyes off of me, you look at me with a dopey smile on your cute face, waiting for instructions. It's so cute how quickly the venom works on you, Dove. You don't even want to move, do you? So comfortable cuddling on top of me. Feeling my pets as you nuzzle into me. Four of my arms continue to pet you. Another two hold you nice and close, keeping you safe, protected, loved. You're okay, Dove. Yes, you are. I've got you. Your limbs begin to feel heavier as the seconds tick on. This used to alarm you, but not anymore. You look forward to this feeling, don't you? Warming sensation continues to spread throughout your body. You find less reasons to move from your spot on top of me. I mean, you are comfortable being petted like the good pet you are. You're so good for me. I don't even have to cocoon you to get you to listen to me. Already so well behaved. I love you, Dove. Yes, I do. I'm so lucky that you're mine. Can't imagine sharing this with anyone else. Clearly, you're the only one I want. Practically preening with every new compliment. You're so adorable when you get like this. I'm so lucky to call you mine, pet. Every moment that I get to spend with you is a gift. You're the most amazing person to ever call my partner. I don't think I will ever be able to get enough of you. You're so sweet, so caring. You work so hard and try your best every day. You think no one notices, but I do. I'm always watching you, falling just a little bit more in love with you with every day that passes. You're my world, Dove. The only person I would willingly inject my venom into like this. I can see your eyes are starting to cloud over as you struggle to process what I say. No longer just the warmth of the venom as you feel yourself becoming more relaxed. You find yourself brimming with anticipation. Trying your best to focus on my words It's getting harder to keep concentration. Your brain isn't working how it normally does. Processing information a bit slower. It's all right, Pat. You have me. I'll take care of you. Yes, I will. You don't have to worry about anything. Not when I'm here. You just need a little help from me. That's all right. Oh, yes it is. You feel so warm, trying to get away from the sensation by squirming. Your veins feel so full as the venom continues to pump through them. It's almost a pleasant distraction from my hands continuing to pet you. Goosebumps appear against your skin as you let the rest of the world melt around you. It's just you and me, Dove. Yes, it is. It's all right. You don't have anything else you need to worry about. I'll do the thinking for you. Let me take care of you. Yeah, it's better like this. You're too far gone to the aphrodisiacs, aren't you? Oh, how cute. Whether you know it or not, you deserve it, Pat. There's nothing wrong with being worshipped. It's what you were made for, Dove. It's okay, Pat. I've got you. Let me take care of that little issue of yours. That's it. Pheromones opened up your hole. Made sure you were nice and wet for me to slide inside. Easily taking my ovipositor like it's nothing. You needed this, didn't you? Oh, listen to you. That's good, Pat. You make me so happy. Yes, you do. Starting to drip all over me as I thrust into you. Oh, you're a messy one, aren't ya? Oh, it's okay. I don't mind, precious. It's almost like you're mocking me in a way. Not that I would ever trust you to do that. Not in this state. Pheromones have gone directly to your brain, haven't they? Yeah. Heightening your senses. All your own thoughts are sluggish, not coming through how they normally do. It's better to just stop thinking, to focus on how good my ovipositor is making you feel, right? Oh, yeah. My voice guides you so much better than your own instincts ever could. You feel a pair of my hands slipping around your delicate neck as my thorax continues to buck. Another pair of hands stays firmly on your hips to make sure you can take what you're given. Not going to give you a chance to disappoint me, Pat. You want to be good and come on my ovipositor, don't you? Oh, And then you're going to keep taking what I give you, just like this. You're doing really good, Pat. Yes, you are. All opening up so beautifully around me as you drip in need. Yeah. Can't help your sounds as you rock yourself against me, reaching down to touch yourself in time with my thrusts. Yeah. Yeah, that's good, Dove. That's what I like to see. Chase your own pleasure. I want to watch you fall apart. You're always so hot when you're unable to control yourself. So fucking sexy for me. Oh, yeah. I'm so lucky that you're mine. I love you so much. No one makes me feel as good as you do. Hold grip so tightly around me. You never want my ovipositor to leave, now do you? Oh, fuck. Obsessed with how good it feels. You take it so well, precious. Just look at you. You're doing such a good job. Keep making me proud. Clenching around me so that you never have to be empty again. This is the only thing a pet like you needs, right? Look at you go, trying your best. You're so cute. Oh, you taste so fucking good. Catching your bottom lip on my fangs as you feel a bit of blood start to form. Not that you mind. The pain only makes it feel better, doesn't it? Aphrodisiacs distorting how you feel. You can't get enough as your head continues to swim in pleasure. Your body squirms on top of me as you feel my hands squeeze around your neck. Oh, not enough to knock the air out of your lungs, but enough to make it difficult to breathe. It's not like you need air to come, right? Oh, yeah. You sound so fucking good, precious. Gasping around one set of my hands while the other continues to guide you. Your own hands wrap around me as you try to keep yourself stable. My other set of hands has to start touching you instead. I've got to help you out, don't I? You can't take care of your own needs. Every thrust pushes you that much closer to the edge, doesn't it? Yeah, don't fight it, pets. Focus on it. You're going to look so fucking good once you're bred full of my eggs. Dozens and dozens of little eggs just filling you up. Don't even have to worry about them catching. Your body just dissolves them for me. Oh, but it doesn't mean you don't love how it feels, though. It's your favorite feeling in the world, being bred full of thousands of little eggs. Feels even better than cum. I know, Dove. It's all right. You don't have to lie to me. I've got what you need. Yes, I do. Choking as I squeeze your neck, cutting off air. Your whole titans around me. Oh, so fucking good. Keep your eyes on me, precious. I know it's hard with how tiny you are, but if anyone's going to make me proud, it's you. I mean, just look at you. So fucking sweet for me. Listen to that sound as I loosen my grip, letting air flow back into your lungs. Yeah, that's it, Dove. You're so good for me. I love you so much. Yes, I do. No one can take it like you. Doing such a good job. Keep it up. With every buck of my hips inside you, you let out another moan. You don't need to focus on anything else. I've got you. I'm right here. I'll take care of you. I'm going to breed you just how you need. Don't worry. I know what it takes. My hands stroking you in time with my thrusts. You can't help but feel yourself getting closer, can you? Yeah, focus on that, Pets. That's all you gotta do for me. It's so simple, even you can't mess it up, right? Oh, right there, yeah. Aphrodisiacs coursing through your veins, making you feel even better. Your senses heightened as you rock against me, trying to grant yourself more friction, flustering under my attention. Oh, yeah. You can't help but moan. It feels so good to be full. You're going to take my eggs just how you need. Yes, you are. Already making such a big mess on top of me, trying your best to take what I can give you. It's only gonna become more. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you feel that? You're doing so well, Dove. Just a bit more. You can do that for me, can't you? Oh, yeah. Listen to you. Sounds so fucking good. My hand continues to rub you. It's almost too much, isn't it? Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh, it's all right, precious. I've got you. I'm right here. Doing such a good job taking what I give you. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. I love you so much, Bets. Yes, I do. I don't want anyone else. You're fucking perfect for me, for this. Can't imagine doing this with anyone else. Taking what I give you with a big smile on your face. It feels so good. You're so close, just like me, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, right there. Mm. That's my good Pets. I'm going to breed you just how you deserve. Fill you with eggs until you can't walk. You feel so fucking good around me. I can't think. I can barely speak. I'm too fucking close. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Instead, clenching my hands around your neck, listening to the air get knocked out of your lungs. Oh, fuck, that's good. I want you to come like this, Dove. You can do it. Don't you want to show me how good you can be? Oh, fuck. Then I go, Bet. You've earned this. You're so fucking good for me. Let go and come with me. You did so wonderful, Dove. Took everything I gave you so perfectly. I'm impressed. Did you enjoy yourself? That's good, Pet. Don't even have to move off my ovipositor. Instead, you feel it softening inside you around the eggs. It's almost like cum, but instead of being just liquid, you can feel little beads in it, can't you? Just how you like it, Dove. You've never been able to get enough of my eggs. I love you so much. I don't know how I got so lucky to have you in my life, but I'm glad I did. There's no one else I can imagine doing this with. You're the only person I've ever let my guard down around. I trust you and you alone, Pet. You're the love of my life. There's nothing you could do that would take it away. I'll always be here for you, regardless of the good, regardless of the bad. I'll always take care of you. But perhaps, most importantly, I will always love you, Dove. Happy Valentine's Day.